and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
We guilted David into cutting his hair.
Well, I thought we had someone new that worked for us when he walked in the door this morning.
He looks like an adult.
He does. He has facial hair and a new haircut.
Welcome in, new
big
man.
Big boy haircut.
Thank you.
We're so proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Did you actually use product?
I did use product.
This is huge.
This reminds me of, you know, like when Kai was little, we didn't cut his hair for a while and he had these curls. Mm-hmm. And then when Leslie took him in for his big boy haircut, it was kind of a breakdown for mm-hmm. Leslie because she's like, oh my gosh, he's not a baby anymore. It's kind of what I feel like with David right now. I'm a little bit emotional.
Are you really going to cry over me getting a haircut?
He's getting teary.
Jeez, I'm 25.
My son has grown up. All right. I was thinking about this in the shower this morning. Do you guys get the update? Have you updated your iPhones yet?
Yes.
Three of mm-hmm. us have iPhones, and there's a new iOS update. And on Sunday, I got the alert on my screen time. Have you guys got the screen time alert?
Yeah, I have.
Hey, it's going to make you feel bad about yourself.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to break it. I'm mm-hmm. trying to go back to iOS 11 because I don't want to know my screen time.
But you can also turn it off.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. But because it's good for kids, though. You can turn on and you can, they can only have so much screen time. Like, you can set it. I haven't really gone into all of it yet, but it looks kind of cool.
It's tracking me today.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, okay, so far, I woke up at 4:01, and it says by 6:07, I've been on my phone 22 minutes.
Dang, dude.
1 minute of productivity. 1 minute of other and 22 minutes of social networks.
So you've been up for almost 2 hours, but you have 1 minute of productivity.
6 minutes on Twitter, 3 minutes on Instagram, 12 seconds on Facebook, and 4 seconds on messages. This makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because I looked at it and I was a little bit disappointed in myself. I'm like, self, why are you doing this to yourself? Because out of all the times when I go back and look, it's like Twitter's number one, Instagram's number two, and it doesn't matter what the day is.
It's a pretty cool feature, though.
If you haven't seen it yet, maybe you didn't see the alert this week. And if you have an iPhone, of course, if you don't have an iPhone, it's not going to work for you. But go to settings and screen time, and you'll more than likely be very disappointed in yourself. Because I hate myself this morning. Just going to go ahead and clarify that.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today's Tuesday, October the 9th of 2018, and a Valley View teenager who was reported missing was found overnight. Authorities tracked down 16-year-old Sloan Quinn in Butler County, Missouri. Quinn's family and friends are thankful for the thousands of people that shared their messages on social media.
Hurricane Michael is threatening more than 300 miles of the Gulf Coast, prompting emergency declarations in more than 100 counties from Mobile, Alabama through the Florida Panhandle. Michael's expected to make landfall tomorrow.
And Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's all-time record for passing yards last night during the Saints' win over the Redskins. He passed Manning's mark of 71,940 with a 62-yard touchdown pass to Traquan Smith.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was going through my closet this morning because every morning I go into my closet and sometimes I'll come out of the closet with all kinds of different options, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what should I wear today? And today's A-State football, so I ended up with an A-State, you know, type of Red Wolf shirt.
Good choice. Good choice.
Wolves up. But I so wanted to wear one of my long sleeve baseball tees today.
I know, but it's still going to be hot.
I know, and that's the deal. Like, and they're light. You know the baseball tees, right? Mm-hmm. Like, solid color in the middle. The sleeves are a different color. You push them up, like, you know, a quarter of the way up your forearm, and you feel like fall. Yeah. That's what I wanted to feel like today. But then I look at the forecast, and I'm like, today's not the day for a baseball tee.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like when it hits October, like October 1st, it's like when I know it's going to be October 1st, it's like automatic. There's going to be a temperature drop, and I can start wearing cardigans, sweatshirts, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. And right now, it's not there.
No, we'll sweat today
mm-hmm.
at the tailgate.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's just weird. But then you see, like, there was, I guess it was Harbor Freight. They've already put out their Black Friday sale sheet. Like the circular. They've already put theirs out.
Jeez, it's October, man.
But
we
that's
haven't
my,
even hit
it's
Halloween.
It's my favorite because you already start doing, I don't know, it's like when I want to go to the store and get all new candles, like the pumpkin spice mm-hmm. and the different candles, like for holidays. it's coming up.
But you don't want that when it's 90 degrees outside.
I know. That's why I'm like, come on, temperature.
Like nobody's going out and making hot chocolate and sitting on the back porch right now.
I know.
Heck, over the weekend, my dad, we have those little candle things where you put the little cube in, you know, and it melts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
And it was like a Christmas smell. He had a Christmas thing going.
Too early.
Yeah.
It mentally yeah. messed with you?
It messed with me because I'm still thinking it's summer. With as hot as it is outside? But here he is doing like Christmas smells.
I saw people who posted on social media. They were in their pool over the weekend.
Wow.
And yeah. I'm like, because we haven't been in ours in a month or so.
And on the extreme of that, I've seen people post, is it too early with a Christmas tree up?
Oh, it's too early for that. Uh-huh.
Way too early.
Don't y'all think?
Yes. It was a Halloween Christmas tree, though. I will say that.
That makes no. That's a contradiction.
I feel
a
like
Halloween Christmas tree.
Yeah,
because it's still a Christmas tree.
But it had
you can say it's a Halloween pine tree.
No, nope.
It's not a Christmas tree until it's Christmas.
Okay,
exactly.
It's a Halloween tree.
It's a Halloween pine tree.
Yes.
Who doesn't want a Halloween pine tree in the middle of October when it's 90 degrees?
I want my Halloween pine tree today, please.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Brandon's favorite actress of all time.
Oh, who's
Dakota
that?
Johnson.
Oh.
She is setting the record straight. And there's all kinds of rumors that she's now pregnant with her boyfriend, Chris Martin. They've been dating for about a year now. But the story is she was having a birthday party. Despite the fact there were a bunch of pink and blue balloons that were hanging over their house, and a lot of people were coming over for what looked to be a gender reveal, and a lot of people were kind of freaking out, is she pregnant?
Oh, wow.
But she is coming out to say, no, that's not the case. We were just celebrating a birthday party.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Gotcha gossip on New Kids on the Block on a return to the 90s. You love the right stuff, baby. There is a tour that's coming out that I need to be a part of. It's called the Mixtape Tour, and the New Kids announced it yesterday on the Today Show. But also joining them, Brandon, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Salt and Pepper. Ooh, baby, baby. Baby, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby. So it's New Kids and Salt and Pepper.
But that's not all. There's more.
Oh, my goodness.
Naughty by Nature. Wait, that's not all.
Oh, please be done.
Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yes. Remember, she was redheaded. All right, anyway, and Debbie Gibson's coming, which is, she was one of my personal favorites growing up. I wanted to be her there for a second. But right. It kicks off in May, and guess what? It's coming to the FedEx Forum May 10th.
I'm so excited about that.
I can tell.
We should go.
There will be a ton of people there to see the New Kids especially. Hey, gotcha gossip on Dancing with the Stars. Another elimination last night, and it makes me sad. It kind of hurts my heart to know that Joe Polnicek has been kicked off the show. It's Nancy McKeon, Joe Polnicek from The Facts of Life, no longer on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, man.
And I think in a moment like this where I'm sad, I'm upset, I need something to make me feel better this morning.
I think you're right.
You in with this?
3, 2, 1.
Hey! You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
We love you, Joe.
There's a time you got to go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never sees, you believe.
Who do you think David would choose? Would he date Joe Polnicek or would he date Blair?
I'm going to say I'm going to go.
Or Natalie. Or Tootie.
I'm going to say Tootie.
You think he's a Tootie type of person?
Yeah, definitely. Look, he's Googling.
I don't really see him in Tootie.
I don't know.
I could see maybe him more with Joe or Natalie.
Natalie. Maybe it's Natalie.
I think so. And every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Thomas Rhett tickets to give away this morning. I've heard that David goes around town describing himself as the star of this show.
Really?
When he walks into restaurants trying to get discounts and stuff because he's bad about that. He'll be like, hey, I'm the star of the morning show on K-Fine.
Wow.
You ever heard of Brandy Baxter in the morning? Well, I'm the star of that show. I'm David the Barrel Boy.
I'm the guy, man. You'll see me out there at tailgates later on.
So I need at least 50% off.
Yeah, I've heard that. I wouldn't make that up.
The barrel discount.
Yeah.
You wouldn't make that up.
I wouldn't make that up.
Yeah.
You're kind of egotistical.
I mean, honestly, could you imagine me walking to a restaurant saying, hey, I'm the star of K-Fine. I need 50% off at least.
Wow.
I can't imagine him talking to anybody in a restaurant.
That's kind of how it goes.
What do you say if somebody says, hey, are you that guy on the radio?
I awkwardly say, maybe. Who are you talking about?
Oh, don't you hate that?
Typically, when kids ask me, I'll say it's my evil twin sister. And some of them believe me.
That's different with a kid, though.
It works with a kid.
Yeah. When it's an adult, a 30-year-old man, hey, aren't you David the Barrel Boy? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
But it feels weird, right?
It feels so weird when I say that.
Because I've had that happen to me for a long time, but it still feels weird. Mm-hmm. Like in a drive-thru where you feel like you're very vulnerable.
Yes.
And you're like looking ahead because you don't want to look at them. Because you like, why am I just going to stalk them while they're working? And they're like, hey, are you? And I'm always like, yeah, that's me. But it's weird.
Have you ever said no? Have you ever one time went, no, that's not
me? Well, I've jokingly done that. And then like they were weird about it. And then I pulled off and I thought, oh, they hate me.
Yeah.
You have to be careful in how you deal with that.
That's funny.
Just don't ask if it's us. Just assume it is.
Yeah.
Assume. That always works.
Anybody who looks like us, just assume it is us.
Yeah.
Right? Hey, David, are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's do this.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so a 58-year-old dude named Russell, I'm going to call him Russ for short. Russ has been working as a substitute driving instructor in New York. And I'm not really sure how he even got this gig because Saturday morning he showed up drunk for a driving lesson with four teenagers. And then he started being weird with them and said, hey, let's all jump in the car and let's all go out to this diner. And so he made them drive out to the diner. He said he was going to get them all food, but then he came out empty-handed. And then I guess he was a little bit mad and said, look, now I'm going to drive and show y'all how I do it.
Oh, no.
Well, then he hit a curb going 50 miles per hour. Thankfully, at that moment, no one was hurt, but they did convince him to pull over at a fast food restaurant. They said they were going to go inside and get him food, but instead, they ended up calling the manager and saying, hey, we need to call 911 because this situation is getting out of hand.
Yeah.
But before cops could even get there, Russ sped off by himself and rear-ended somebody.
Oh, Russ.
Yeah, so now he's facing all these kind of charges, and it looks like he's probably going to go to jail for a minute. But, you know, when it comes to eating and driving, I heard something about this. Have you ever heard why NASCAR drivers don't eat before a big race?
No, I haven't heard about that.
It's because they get indigestion. Get an Indy, like the Indy 500.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a different kind of race car?
Oh.
I don't think it's NASCAR.
I think you're right.
And there's even more proof.
That people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, y'all, Halloween is right around the corner. And after lunch yesterday, Kai decided it was time. And one of his favorite times of the year is going out and looking for Halloween costumes. And Kai's at the point now where he wants the really scary costumes. Mm-hmm. And like his mom, I think, still wants him to be like Super Mario.
Right.
Or Cookie Monster.
Right.
Or, hey, Kai, be a superhero.
Yeah, that Buzz Lightyear doesn't work, though. When you get to that one age and you just want to be scary and freaky. Yeah.
And that's what it was. Like he was looking at all these really scary costumes with like blood and guts and gore. And like he knew Freddy Krueger. He knew Jason. He knew Michael Myers.
Really?
And he's like, Dad, what if I'm Michael Myers? And he shows me like this costume that had the mask and like the looks like the prison jumpsuit. And Leslie's like, no, Kai, that's weird. And I'm looking around at all these Halloween costumes and it's like, most of them are scary.
Right.
Unless you're a little baby.
But you know what? Enjoy it because I have two that it's not even a conversation anymore.
They won't dress up?
Mm-mm.
Because now they think it's too babyish.
Yeah.
But there's going to come a point again where you come back to wanting to dress up.
Right.
But maybe they're at that age, like that 13, 14, 15, 16, where you just don't want to dress up.
They're at the age where they want to sit in a bush and jump out and scare people.
I don't like that either.
So we walked into one of those stores that had all the things where if you stand on the certain spot, stuff jumps out at you. And Kyle was like amazed by that stuff. But there were a couple of spiders that kind of came up at him and went and like jumped up pretty high. And I jumped too.
Mm-hmm.
But then he saw the section I think that most kids are looking for right now. Fortnite.
Oh, no.
And we go over to the Fortnite section, and basically Fortnite is sold out.
Really?
And the one that he wanted, the Skull Trooper, which is like a, Dad, it's a rare skin on Fortnite.
Yeah.
But if we pay for it with V-Bucks, you know, all this stuff. So he wants that one. They don't have it in the store, so we go online to see if we could buy it. Sold out online.
Are you being serious?
So my wife goes to eBay looking to see what they're selling for. These costumes, which retail for like $40 or $49, are selling for $150, $250, because kids are freaking out wanting to be the Skull Trooper from Fortnite.
That's insane, dude.
There's going to be tons of those Fortnite characters all over Halloween.
Yeah, Fortnite. Yeah, right. Fortnite.
It's a huge deal, David. I know you don't really get it.
Well, no, but there's something I think I need to tell you, and I don't know how to go about this.
What is it?
How about not on the radio?
Right, live.
It's weird.
But this, I need to get it off my chest because it's been bothering me since yesterday.
But we've seen each other.
We have seen each other, but it's been on my mind. Your son yesterday was talking to me about Fortnite.
Yeah.
And was telling me about his skins and how cool it is. And he was doing some of the dances. And then he asked me if I wanted to play Fortnite.
Is that what he was whispering to you?
Yeah. Your son has pulled me aside from talking to everyone else and was basically hounding me to get my phone number and my Xbox Live gamer tag.
You know, it's funny. I overheard this a little bit. He was like, hey, dude, come here. And like he pulled David over and he was like, what's your like username and stuff?
No, he did not.
Yes. That's how it went down.
He did not do that.
He did.
I don't believe that.
It happened. And I don't know what to do.
He was like,
did you give it to him?
That's what no, I didn't. No.
Oh, you didn't give it to him.
I didn't, no.
Well, that's kind of rude.
I don't know what to do.
He looks up to you. He thinks you're cool.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're friends, but it's like, imagine me and your son are playing Fortnite, and you walk into his room, Kai, it's time for bed, and he's like, no, one more game, Dad. And then you're like, well, who are you playing with? It's David.
Or David just killed me, or something, you know.
Yeah, you see?
And we have a fryout at my house because David's
over
playing Fortnite.
David.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad idea. I hope you didn't give your number to Kai.
Imagine how weird that would be. Me and your son are texting about Fortnite.
You're not allowed to text my kid.
There's a 17-year difference between me and Kai, but we're texting about Fortnite.
He's 9, David.
Oh, gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have one question for the two of you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, October the 9th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to David Jones, who is 17 and goes to Valley View High School. Happy birthday. Lee Caldwell, a Jonesboro celebrates. Jasmine Clay, happy birthday. David A. Hughes from West Memphis has a birthday today. Cody Blagg from Truman. Aaron Taylor of Paragould. Becca Jackson, who's from Wynn, has a birthday. And happy birthday goes out to Carrie Garrett, who actually lives in Morrilton, but listens to us through the app every single morning.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So happy birthday to Carrie from Sherry, Callie, and Cameron.
Aww.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Zachary Ty Bryan is 37 years old today. That was Tim Allen's oldest son, Brad, on Home Improvement.
I've just gone back and started watching that show again.
Really?
There's replays. Yeah, it's pretty fun. I loved it back then.
Steve Burns is 45. You know who that is? You know who that is?
Your brother?
No. He is the OG host of Blue's Clues.
Oh, David in Blue's Clues.
That's what I said. Like, David looks like he could star in Blue's Clues.
I know.
Are you being serious?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But he left the show to, quote-unquote, go to college. That was, like, the thing on the show. Then a new dude came in. I don't know if his name is Steve or not. But
I think it was Steve.
Yeah. This Steve went bald, too. Eni Kamozi?
Yeah.
Is that how you say that? Is 61 years old today.
Now, what? How
61.
Old?
61.
The name might not sound familiar, but I believe the song probably will. Welcome to the 90s. na 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 na. You ever heard this one, David?
Maybe.
Na 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 na. This was big for a minute.
Here come the hot stepper.
Word up.
I'm the lyrical gangsta.
Word up.
Big up the crew in the area.
Word up. Still love me like that.
Okay, that's about enough of that.
Yeah.
Any Kamosi celebrating a birthday. 61. Wow. That's wild to me.
John O'Hurley is 64. Jay Peterman on Seinfeld.
Yep.
Sharon Osbourne turned 66.
Oh, Aussie.
Yep.
And Scotty McCreery, the 10th season of American Idol winner, is 25 today.
Whoa, whoa. Summertime feeling, kick back, relax, just chilling. I'm feeling it. Whoa, whoa.
Again, he has a new song out called This Is It. It features like his wedding video. It's a really sweet song.
This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about. Looking now. Can't you see?
Happy birthday to Scotty McCreery, 25 years old today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to David Jones, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So country is represented tonight at the American Music Awards by none other than Carrie Underwood. She'll be there tonight performing the American Music Awards on ABC. They come on at 7 o'clock. Other performers include Taylor Swift, Mariah Carey, Post Malone, Shawn Mendes is going to be there, Camila Cabello, 21 Pilots, Jennifer Lopez, Panic at the Disco. But Carrie Underwood will be there tonight performing on the AMAs and also making an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Of course, the whole idea is that she'll do her new song, Love Wins. She's actually been rehearsing that for a couple of days now, and her husband is trolling her Instagram because she posted a photo. You know, she's very pregnant, but she also posted a photo wearing denim on denim, and her husband was kind of making fun of it.
Aww.
That's funny.
Anyway, Carrie Underwood tonight on the American Music Awards, 7 o'clock on ABC.
Well, Old Dominion dropped some big news on us yesterday. They're going out on their own tour. It launches in January, wraps up in April. The closest they'll be coming to K-Fun Country is St. Louis, March the 29th. And it's called the Make It Sweet Tour. And you may be wondering, where did Make It Sweet come from?
Yeah.
It comes from their new single and new video that they just dropped as well. Here's what it sounds like on K-Fun.
Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. The sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet.
Uh-huh, that's cool.
I like it. And if you want to check out the complete lineup on their new tour, which launches next year, or that video, you can see it all right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Casey Musgraves was on The Ellen Show yesterday to promote... We love her. But she was there to promote her album and her new tour. But she ended up getting pranked. And if you're an Ellen fan and you've watched her show before, you know she is notorious for scaring her guests.
Oh.
So Ellen is interviewing Casey, just random questions. And they're talking about, basically, Casey, when she was growing up, one of her jobs was dressing up as Hannah Montana and booking parties and events to do like a lookalike thing. So she's continuing to talk about that. And a Hannah Montana lookalike jumps out of the table next to her and scares her out of the chair. This is what it sounds like.
I like practiced all night. I had the wig. I was like, God, this looks like complete. This looks terrible. It looked like straw. It looked like hay or something, like my wig.
You're gonna
it was
scare the
crazy.
Kids.
Yeah, this is accelerating
that's
a look
scary.
Like,
that's just-
Oh my gosh.
I mean, she jumps out of her chair.
I would freak out on live television and probably say a bad word.
Right, so it's really funny. But to see the full video of Kacey Musgraves being pranked by Ellen, head to the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we have Thomas Rhett tickets to give away. And as a matter of fact, we want to give them away right now. But here's the deal. You need to know the keyword to win Thomas Rhett tickets. The keyword is up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
It's on my Twitter account as well, which is Brandon on KFIN, and on the KFIN Twitter account.
Yep, it's at 1079KFIN.
So know the keyword and start with caller number 7. That's the whole deal right now. We'll start with caller number 7. If they know the keyword, they're going to see Thomas Rhett Thursday in Little Rock.
With Britt Young in Midland, too.
It's going to be good.
All right, our phone number is 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You were in my t-shirt, right there, your hair. Messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Whoa-oh. So I still got it.
So Thomas Rhett plays Little Rock coming up on Thursday night.
Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes as you wake up?
We have tickets for you to go see Thomas Rhett Thursday night in Little Rock.
That mango reader you were drinking and that Coldplay song that you were singing.
Y'all, the phone lines have gone crazy. You ready for this? Let's do it. We are looking for caller number 7 right now. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. And you need to know the keyword to win. Here we go. Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
This is Caitlin.
Caitlin, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm Kaiser.
All right. What's happening in Kaiser, Arkansas this morning?
Nothing right now. I'm on my way to work.
All right. Where do you work?
I work at a bank in Osceola.
All right. So we have a big concert coming up in Little Rock on Thursday night. It's Thomas Rhett. Would you like to be there to see Thomas Rhett?
I would love to.
Well, we need to know one thing. Do you know the keyword to win these tickets?
Yes. Is it 16?
Is it 16, y'all? It is!
Hey! Hey! Oh, let's go, Caitlin!
Caitlin, you are going to see Thomas Rhett, Britt Young, and Midland Thursday night in Little Rock.
Woo! Awesome. I'm so glad.
Yell out the station hooking you up with those free tickets, Caitlin.
Okay, fine.
Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. What's your name? Who's that girl? The prettiest smile in the world. But what gets me the most is you don't even know that you are.
So Caitlin just won tickets to go see Thomas Rhett. And y'all, we have more tickets to give away. Be listening all this week for your chance to win your way in with KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And it's time for some early morning motivation. We bring in Eric Birch from Birch & Company. He's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
Let me tell Kelly and David something that blew my mind a few minutes ago. I was talking to Eric, and he told me they had kind of a late weekend because they went to the, was it called Mempho Fest?
Mempho Fest this weekend, yes, sir.
And I said to him, what was it like? Because it kind of surprised me that he was at a Post Malone show.
Post Malone?
Of all the people I know.
Oh, Eric.
I don't picture Eric Birch at Post Malone.
That's great. I feel bad. Why not? What's the deal?
I mean, I see Anne there for sure.
Oh, yeah. She looks like a Post Malone fan.
Yeah.
We have a 17-year-old, so we have to watch and listen and, you know, so trying to just bear, hey, what's all going on here and everything. So, and I said that. When I was growing up, I listened to what my parents and probably most people would say was the worst of the worst.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't get any worse than, you know, what we were listening to. So, I guess I survived.
You did.
So I watch Hayden and we discuss everything. I mean, I'm like, did you hear the meaning of this song? Do you understand why he's talking about this or why he's talking about that? So I break everything down But it's pretty interesting if you listen to some of the words, you know. And you got to throw a lot of the crap out. I see that. But a lot of them, it tells story that's true. I mean, just think about, you know, maybe very few people will know or know any of the lyrics. But when you talk about, like, congratulations, he worked so hard he forgot how to vacation. You know, most people don't have the dedication. You listen to the words, it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
So what did you think of Post Malone's new hair? Because he's kind of taken some of the crazy hair out of it.
Well, it was interesting because we were sitting, we had very good seats and everything. We were sitting up in a booth type deal. And Hayden sent us a text while he was out with some friends in the middle of all the other kids. And he said, hey, Post cut his hair and sent us a picture. He said, you know, it's supposed to be a big surprise for tonight. So I've watched several interviews with him. Again, I do a bunch of research and everything just to see what's going on. But the guy's totally different. There's no doubt about that. You know, but again, whether it's an attention getter or whatever it may be, maybe he should have kept some of the braids. I don't know, but it all works.
So it's Eric Birch, the number one fan of Post Malone.
You know, I said that I am better now. I'm better now. I only say that cause you're not around.
Not around. You know, I never mentioned it. All right. So that caught me off guard a little bit, Eric.
Yeah, I understand. I can see that.
All right. Well, I sat down and did a podcast with Eric and Jack Turner the other day. We did a Friday afternoon podcast, kind of like a deep dive into some interesting stories about my life we've never even shared on our own podcast.
Wow.
So that should be pretty cool for you guys to check out.
And that's what that podcast is. It's, you know, it's called Live to Learn, and just to talk to people and get their stories. Because that's no different than a book. That's no different than a radio show. All it is people telling their stories of their ups, their downs, their triumphs, their victories, and then their heartaches, their failures. And when people realize, oh, the guy sitting at the top didn't get there just out of luck, just out of coincidence. You know, you think about Brandon. Brandon's not sitting in his chair because, you know, at 25 he said, hey, I want to be a radio DJ.
Yeah.
You know, he started working at 14. You know, and out there when other kids are watching cartoons, he's like on the TV being the wrestler.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, it's just you nobody understands that. Nobody sees, they see the success or they see the bright light, but they don't see the time in the trenches and behind the scenes. So, you know, we just really want to expose all that to everybody because it's everybody else's world. It's just how bad do you want it?
Yeah. Pretty cool podcast, Live to Learn, the podcast, and we'll share a link to that too. Motivate us as we go here on an early morning. We're trying to get motivated for the week. We're ready for fall. What can we be thinking about today?
Well, think about this, and I told you guys I was going to, you know, sort of throw something at you, and you had a total of 15 seconds to sort of figure this out. But what are your five, and for everybody out there listening, think about this. What are your five non-negotiables each and every single day? What are the five things that you're going to do? And I understand you're going to take a shower, you're going to brush your teeth, you're going to, you know, all those things. That's all good. That's a positive. But what are five non-negotiables that you're doing each and every single day? And are they taking you closer to your goals or are they taking you away from your goals? So you can just think about it. Is there a food group that you just go, I got to have that every single day? And that's literally when I eat that, it fills my body with energy and it takes me to the next level. Or is it a food group that you go, you know, I got to have it every day, but it's probably one of the reasons I'm not able to accomplish this other goal.
Mm-hmm.
So is it moving you forward or holding you back? So guys, y'all tell me, what are a couple non-negotiables that you have each and every single day you can think of?
What do we have to do? Like, I am a food guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like last night and actually first thing this morning, y'all are going to hate it. I grabbed a Kit Kat.
Yum.
And that doesn't help me because then I get tired and I get fatigued in the middle of the day.
Well, mine has nothing to do with food. Mine is I have to be able to laugh every day. Laughter is my medicine. Like, I have to be able to laugh.
That's huge. And is that, you know, so very, very positive. So that'd be, guys, if you don't have having to laugh each and every single day as a non-negotiable, that's one I would definitely want to put on the list.
I need to get into music. I need to have time with my music, the stuff that I like that makes me feel good and kind of takes me to a happy place. You know, there's some songs where it's like I sing along and all of a sudden I can feel my mood shift just like that.
Awesome. All right, David, what do you have?
I'm thinking like on the sports level, because what I like to do every day is just catch up on what's happening in the sports world. It kind of like takes me away from everything for a little bit.
Yep.
And then
yep.
I just look into that for just, you know, I don't focus on it all day, but I give myself a little bit of time where I can catch up on some stories and just look and see what's happening out there.
Well, and that works well for you because that's something that you talk about each and every single day on the radio. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's almost, if that's one of yours, then you go, hey, look, I don't have to get up and go to work every single day. I get up and do what I love to do, and then I get to tell people about it as well,
yeah,
right?
That's it.
That's it. So here are Ann's, as she and I have shared back and forth. You know, she's going to get up, and she's probably going to exercise at least 30 minutes, normally an hour a day.
Yeah.
So, you know, non-negotiable. She's going to figure it out no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. When we pack to go on a trip and we go, hey, we're going to be gone for 5 days, guess what? There's five workout outfits that are going with us as well.
That's
so
great.
Non-negotiable. Going to happen no matter what. Self-educate. You know, she's going to listen to a podcast. She's going to listen to, she's going to read a book. She's going to do something to feed her mind each and every single day. So, again, very positive. And on whatever subject, it's wide open, but just think about that as well. 8 hours of sleep, you know, that's one thing that, you know, if you're not getting that or something close to that, you can't recharge on the weekend. I mean, you need to have it each and every single day, so just be cautious about that, and that's one of her big things. She loves her alone time,
yeah,
which it works out for us, because normally I get up and I'm gone, you know, fairly early, and she's got her time to spend. And I said, you can combine those sometimes, that alone time or exercise time. You know, if you, again, listen to a good book, a good podcast, catching up on your music, you know, whatever it may be doing during that time. And then her last one is just keep a tidy and organized life and space.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's very detailed about that kind of stuff, her vehicle, our house. You know, those are good. Again, just her five non-negotiables that are positive. Now, after she put those out there, I said, okay, now let's talk about the ones that you'd like to remove from your life. Because as we've talked on here several times, you don't want to live your life on cruise control. You don't want to live your life, you know, just going down the path and looking back and going, how did I get here? So make sure those habits, those non-negotiables are getting you towards your goal. And then make sure your surroundings support it. Because if you go, hey, look, I want a healthy lifestyle of eating, but the fridge is full of crap, or the mm-hmm. pantry's full of Kit Kats.
Easy.
Another idol.
Shots fired.
It's Halloween.
You know, and it is tough this time of year due to Halloween, yeah. Or that's what people tell themselves. There's just candy everywhere. But again, set up your surroundings to where they support your positive habits, you know, and not the negative ones. If there's something that's negative, that you know you're going to do it if it's around, if you have the opportunity, then just make sure that's not around. Make sure there's not an opportunity to do that so you can, again, continue to move forward.
Here you go, Eric Birch from Birch & Company with your early morning motivation. Thanks, man.
All right, you guys have a blessed week.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever have those moments, Kelly, when you look at your kid and you're like, man, my kid is cooler than I was at that age and maybe cooler now?
All the time.
So Kai did something yesterday that I was so proud of, but at the same point, I was so jealous of. We go out to lunch and we're ordering, and he's at the point now where he wants to big boy order and tell people what he wants. And he's like, I'd like my steak and medium rare, and I want the soup and the salad, please. And like, he was all impressed. So he does the order, and the waitress kind of thinks it's cute. And then he said, I like your nails. And I went, wait a minute, stop the press right here.
What? He complimented a lady.
A lady. Something that I wouldn't even do. I didn't even know the woman had fingernails. But Kai is paying attention. He is observant. And I don't know if it was like just a cute kid thing because the nails were bright, or if it was a, hey, like your fingernails.
He was flirting.
Yeah, he
Do
was.
Do you think he was?
Dude, yes, he was.
No, he was.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
You think a 9-year-old gets that?
Yes, some of them.
In his mind, he's like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, I wish I were that cool. Because I could see a woman with, like, perfect fingernails, right? I'd never say anything about him.
No, I'm just like that too. It's awesome to see your son is venturing out and he's already hitting on girls.
No, bravo. I wouldn't say he's hitting on girls.
Did you guys react when he did it? Like, did you giggle or like, does he know that you think it was funny?
Well, I kind of looked up at Leslie like, what the heck is going on here? Because like, I'm a guy and I think most guys, unfortunately, we don't even notice. Like, girls go out, right?
Right.
Oh, look, I got my nails done. Oh, look, they're $60 in these nails. And they're all impressed with it, right? And it's like, oh, look, I got my pedicure too. I can tell you that I couldn't tell you the color of my wife's nails, the last time she had them done, any of that stuff, because to me, they're invisible.
Wow.
I don't even see them. David, don't look over. Does Kelly have her nails painted today?
Yes.
What color?
Gold.
Are they gold? Show me your nails. Not at all.
Golly.
They're like chocolate.
They're like a wine color.
Dude, they're like wine.
I could not have been more wrong.
Would your husband be able to tell?
He wouldn't care. He doesn't care.
But like girls, do girls look?
It just makes you feel good. It makes you feel, I don't know. There's just something about it. I don't think we do it for our men. I think it just makes us feel good.
Do you do it for other women?
Ooh, look at her nails. Me not personally, but I'm sure there are women that do that.
Kai Michael notices nails.
You should be jealous.
Dude, I am a little bit jealous of my 9-year-old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Joe Cook joins us this morning from Sissy's Log Cabin. And awkwardly, when he walked in, he noticed that David was still airing out his foot.
Yeah, it's obnoxious.
Well, it's this weird bunion I have, and I thought, you know...
It's not a bunion.
It's definitely not a bunion.
Well, it doesn't look like a bunion, does it?
It's like a bunion's on your toe.
Oh. Well, I don't know what it is. What would you even
he
call something like that?
He just likes saying
is it
bunion.
I think it's a bunion.
Like a giant stone bruise or something?
Maybe it's that.
Or a wart. I've never heard of that before.
A wart.
But Joe, would you have to be active to have a bruise? Because David's not real active.
I'm active. I'm more active than you.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I don't know. I mean, you don't wrestle and stuff, do you?
No, I don't wrestle.
He gets up and maybe charges his remote control on the Xbox.
Okay.
He might have kicked something, you know, mad at a game.
He could have.
Yeah.
Caused the bunion.
Like Fortnite. He's actually trying to play Fortnite with my 9-year-old.
Okay, yeah. That's not true. His 9-year-old yesterday confronted me and said, I want your phone number and your Xbox gamer tag so we can play Fortnite.
Wow.
And I didn't know what to do.
Because Kai sees David at his level.
Right. David needs friends as well.
Not much of a difference.
Oh, man.
No, so we brought Joe in this morning because I heard you guys have a Lagos event coming up at Sissy's Log Cabin. And we had the chance to go to one of these a couple of years ago. And it's cool when the designer is showing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Steven Lagos, he only does, I want to say, like 2 or 3 events a year.
Oh, wow.
And one of them is going to be here in Jonesboro. He's actually bringing his daughter with him that just started her own line out of the Lagos collection. And it's really rare to have him here. And the show is always a lot of fun.
So what would you say that if somebody comes in for the first time, maybe they've never been to a Lagos show, what do they get to experience when they walk into Sissy's and meet Steven Lagos?
Well, what's cool is we're not doing it in the store. We're actually having it at Jonesboro Country Club. So a ton of people have been in our store. So we actually take showcases, move them into Jonesboro Country Club, create a whole new scene for people.
Cool.
And you don't have to be a member there. It doesn't matter. We send out invitations to, you know, anybody that wants to come. And it's a whole new ball game, and it's a ton of fun.
So what does he show you when you come in? Does he give you the ideas behind the pieces or?
Yeah, he does that, but he also brings his personal trunk with him that like I say, we're probably one of the biggest Lagos stores in the world. But he also has things that are one of a kind that nobody else has. And he brings all of that with him. So it's really cool to see it all.
So am I right that Sissy's Log Cabin is the only retailer in the whole state that carries Lagos?
Yes. If you walk into a Sissy's Log Cabin in Arkansas, that's the only place you're going to see it.
And David was bragging a few minutes ago. Evidently, he's one of your top customers.
He's a jewelry man.
I mean, I didn't even realize he had bought some Lagos.
Yeah, he looked it up. He's like, oh, yeah, she's got that. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's awesome. Absolutely right, because I walked in there because I'd bought her a Pandora bracelet a couple of years ago.
Right.
And she is a teacher now, and she thought everyday wear, it might be a little bit too much. Maybe for the dressier occasions, I wear that. And so I went to Sissy's. They showed me the Lagos collection. I fell in love with it and got her a very simple bracelet at a great price, and she loves it to this day.
You probably come get her another one. She might massage that bunion.
There you go.
See?
Ew.
So for people who haven't maybe seen the Lagos collection, any of the stuff that Stephen Lagos has designed, give me some ideas of some of the pieces and kind of the whole idea behind what he's putting together.
Well, he started in like 1977 in Philadelphia, and his line has expanded worldwide. It's a sterling silver collection, but he also does sterling gold, all gold. Of course, the black ceramic that everybody loves, of course, with diamonds. And then, of course, Kate's coming in now, his daughter, and really, really, you know, putting a whole new flair on things. So, you know, what's to come, I don't know, but what she's producing and now what he's coming out with, it's pretty amazing, and people love it.
So let's talk about when this special event is happening and how people can attend.
It's October the 25th at Jonesboro Country Club. It starts at 4 o'clock. I believe there's another event that night, so we're starting early. We're trying to let everybody that wants to come show up. If you do not get an invitation, come by the store. I'll personally give you one.
Awesome.
So feel free to come by. It's going to be a great time.
If people want to stop by the Sissy store in Jonesboro, where do they need to go?
2900 Parkwood Drive, right off Stadium Boulevard, up beside Panera Bread, in front of Academy Sports.
You can also find out more at sissyslogcabin.com. Joe Cook joins us live in studio this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
And we got your gossip on Brandon's favorite actress of all time, Dakota Johnson.
Hey!
Yeah, there's like four movies you really like with her in it, isn't there?
She is a great actress.
Is she?
I'm thinking best actress nominee for the Oscars, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cinematic film. That's a good one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cinematic.
Cinematic.
I misspoke.
Oh.
Not skinematic. Cinematic.
All right.
Well, Dakota Johnson is setting the record straight because there are rumors that she's actually pregnant with her boyfriend, who's in Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Oh.
But she has come out to say, no, that's not the case at all. Now, here's the deal. They were celebrating a, quote, birthday at Chris Martin's house. But at the birthday itself, there were pink and blue balloons all over the place.
Well, that's her favorite color, David. Her favorite colors.
But come on. Every gender reveal is blue and pink.
Yeah.
And everyone was assuming that, you know, she did have her birthday on the 4th, but come on. It's like, this looks like it's a gender reveal. But she's saying, no, there is no pregnancy.
Got your gossip on New Kids on the Block with a return to the 90s.
Oh, my God. You love the right stuff, baby. Love
the way. There's a tour that's coming out that I have to be, need to be part of. It's called the Mixtape Tour, and they announced it yesterday on the Today Show. But also joining them are my girls, Salt and Pepper.
Baby, baby, baby.
She is legitimately excited about this show.
I am. All right, so you've got Salt and Pepper. Then you've got Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany is going to be there as well?
Yeah.
All right. David, how much would I have to pay you to go to this show?
Well, he wouldn't know any of
them. The numbers are getting pretty high right now.
But then you have Debbie Gibson, and which I was a huge fan of her. And then you have Naughty by Nature. Don't act like you're not excited, Brandon. You're trying to be cool in front of David, but you know you would love to go to this show.
You know who I'd be the most excited to see, legit? And I hate to admit it.
New Kids on the Block.
The New Kids on the Block. How bad is that?
Man, pretty classic. Funny.
Anyway, those tickets go on sale soon, right?
Yeah, and they're also going to be at FedEx Forum May 10th.
All right, there you go. So you might want to be downtown around that time, David.
I'm going to dress up like Salt and Pepper, and I'm going to go and really have a great time.
I don't recommend that.
Now I don't know if you could pay me to go.
Right. Hey, got your gossip on Dancing with the Stars. Last night they kicked off the third contestant. Goodbye, Nancy McKeon. She was Joe Polnicek on The Facts of Life. And she is no longer on Dancing with the Stars. But
you take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
Really,
there's a time you got to go and show you.
I think David's starting to like this song.
The facts of life.
the facts of life.
When the world never sees.
It's okay, Joe.
You believe
it. You'll make it out all
it's
right.
It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're finding out the facts of life.
All about you.
All about you.
You. He hates
all
us.
All about you.
And Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, it's kind of a loaded night for TV. The American Music Awards begin at 7 o'clock on ABC. Taylor Swift kind of kicks off that show. Lots of other performances, including Carrie Underwood. Yep. We were talking about that. Carrie Underwood also on Jimmy Kimmel after the show tonight as well. You also have The Voice, 7 o'clock on NBC, the fifth season premiere of The Flash on the CW, Black Lightning on the CW as well. And we can't forget about this.
What?
Arkansas State football is tonight.
Yes.
7 o'clock on ESPN2. But, of course, we want you at the game at Centennial Bank Stadium.
We're going to be out there starting around 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Tailgating. So if you guys want to come hang out with us, you can do that in the K-Fine tailgate tent. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.